This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 192 for Thursday, December 19th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Thursday, correcting off nearby lows amid ideas the losses were overdone. Canola, $7 to $13 higher, March up $9.30 at $603.60 per ton. That move back above $600 was supportive from a chart standpoint. Tightening supply projections and solid end-user demand also underpinned canola. Ag Canada released updated supply-demand estimates, cutting their call for canola ending stocks this marketing year by nearly a million tons, now at 1.25 million. That compares with 2.75 million tons of canola carried forward from the previous year. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided spillover support. European rapeseed was also higher, while Malaysian palm oil was weaker. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were higher, while wheat moved lower. Soybeans, thought to be due for a corrective bounce after hitting four-year lows yesterday. March beans up 13 cents at the final bell at $9.66 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales at 1.4 million tons were in line with trade expectations, with additional flash sales of 227,000 tons to unknown destinations also reported. However, large Brazilian crop prospects and softening Chinese demand did temper the advances. Uncertainty over U.S. biofuel policy also continues to overhang the bean market. Corn futures holding closer to unchanged, but managing to move higher in sympathy with soybeans. March up 3 cents at $4.40 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales at about 1.2 million tons were up 24% on the week and in line with expectations. Wheat, meanwhile, moving lower, hitting fresh lows in front month contracts. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in March at $5.87 per bushel. Kansas City, 5 cents lower in the March contract as well at $5.43 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 8 cents in the March contract at $5.33. Large harvests in Australia and Argentina continued to weigh on the values despite production concerns in Russia. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were solid at around 450,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, December 19th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.